I just can't believe we did it. If this works... I know. I can't really believe it myself. Pierce pulled out the flash drive from his computer with all his notes and programming code and placed it in his pocket. He gathered the 6 notebooks in front of him and shoved them into his backpack. Now all I need is the deed to that land. Chapter 1. Present Day. Tammy slid the hanger across the old metal rail in the closet and sighed. Too teenagey, too old, too boring. Ugh. She knew she had the perfect dress to debut the new Tammy Fields to the world tonight at the social event of the year. Miles and Morgan were getting married in the most talked-about wedding Kingston had ever seen since Danny married Mo, a real-life prince, and she just needed to find that special dress in her closet. Tammy pushed aside the sweater she had worn when Cy Davies kissed her and changed her life on Christmas Eve. She was just about to give up hope of ever finding love when the sexy Santa grabbed her and planted one on her right in front of the whole town, and right in front of his brother Pierce. It was then she realized that she was tired of being cute little Tammy. So she had marched all 5'1" of herself into paralegal classes the following week with a new attitude. It took some convincing, but she repeated it enough that she started to believe it. She was smart. She was sexy. And she could do anything if she put her mind to it. She improved her grades so much that she graduated earlier this month with honors. As a reward, her boss, Henry Rooney, gave her a promotion. Tammy was now no longer just a secretary at his defense law firm, but his new paralegal. With the promotion came a much-needed raise from both Henry and McKenna Mason Ashton, the other attorney who shared office space with them. McKenna, or Kenna to all her friends, had even taken her out for a celebratory dinner at a fancy restaurant in Lexington. With her first increased paycheck, Tammy hit the stores in Lexington. Instead of jeans or a miniskirt, Tammy was now wearing sexy pencil skirts and fitted blouses to work. Once known for her ever-changing hair color, Tammy started growing her hair out into a sleek, ear-length bob with edgy, sweeping bangs. Gone were her pink highlights, and in return, her naturally light blonde hair shined. As she stepped out of the salon, she ran smack into the Greek god who ran the restaurant near her paralegal school. She had flattened her hands against a ripped abdomen and looked up into the bluest eyes she'd ever seen. His wavy, long black hair was shoved behind his ears, and he wore a smile that caused her to blink twice. When he said, "Excuse me," Tammy felt herself starting to melt. His smooth, accented voice enveloped her, and she almost leapt into his arms until she remembered she was the new Tammy.
"Pardon me, it was entirely my fault," she had said with a glint in her misty blue eyes.
"Don't you go to school near my restaurant? I seem to remember you studying while you ate lunch."
"Yes, I did, but I graduated and now I'm a paralegal at a law firm in Kingston,"
Tammy had said rather proudly.
"Well then, we must celebrate your success. Let me take you out to lunch."
He had grinned, and Pierce's sexy smile became a distant memory for Tammy. Dimitri bought her lunch, and she had never felt so empowered as to be sitting there having an adult discussion about careers and interests. She only faltered when he asked where she lived. Tammy had never been embarrassed about her upbringing in Kingston Park, the local mobile home community, but she no longer felt as if it defined her. Instead, she felt as if she finally had the courage to embark on something new. She finished lunch with Dimitri and left with his phone number in hand and a new mission. Tammy headed straight to the Blossom Cafe in downtown Kingston. Not only was it the center of the town and the place to eat with a generous side of gossip, it also held the key to her future. Tammy could feel her stronger, more confident self rising to the surface, and she was ready to embrace it. She was no longer the overly perky, sex-crazed girl of her past. However, in her defense, the only man she had literally tried to jump was Ahmed. And who wouldn't want to jump dark, dangerous, and drop-dead gorgeous Ahmed? Tammy marched into the Blossom Cafe with her shoulders back and promptly begged Miss Daisy and Miss Violet to let her rent the apartment upstairs. In just one day, she moved all of her things from her rented mobile